The DA notes there are contradictions within the South African cabinet regarding whether the violence and destruction in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng last week was in fact an insurrection. State Security Minister Ayanda Dlodlo and the Minister for Defence and Military Veterans Nosiviwe Mabisa Nqakula reportedly refuse to label the anarchy that led to the deaths of at least 215 South Africans, caused damage to multitudes of businesses all over these provinces, and severely disrupted supply chain management of food, medical supplies, fuel, and other necessities as an insurrection. This is in direct conflict to the sentiment by the Deputy Minister of State Security, Zisi Kodwa, the Acting Minister in the Presidency, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, and the Head of Domestic Intelligence Branch, Matlhodi Moafe, who have all concurred with President Ramaphosa's assessment that the situation was an insurrection. Unless President Ramaphosa quells the mutiny rising in his ranks by shuffling his cabinet and getting rid of deadweight ministers clearly out of touch with reality and unable to fulfill their mandates, who are only there to cash an exorbitant salary every month, he and the rest of the country will be at the mercy of a cabinet gone rogue and sitting ducks for any future insurrection.